Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Busted. Yay. It's crazy to think this segment almost didn't happen.
Okay, why?
Because back when I first pitched the idea to management, they shot me down. Because I was just telling them, I want to do a segment where we expose people on the radio.
Okay.
Because I told them I'm really into public exposure with both guys and girls. I think it could be fun. And it wasn't until I did a live demonstration and I exposed myself to our general manager. And he was like, oh, okay, you're on to something, Jeffrey.
So that's
now get the talcum powder.
Why?
And that's how Busted came to be.
I was going to say maybe I should be in those pitch meetings with you, but now I don't think I want to be.
I don't think so, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want you in those.
You can't get the work done like I do. But Busted is now
that.
A thing where we help our listeners expose their lying, cheating, scumbag significant others.
Yeah. Talcum powder is extra.
Yes. Now, we do have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories, so let's go to the phones. Hello, who's this?
Molly.
Hey, Molly, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So, like, three Halloweens ago, my boyfriend and I got invited to a costume party. I went as Cleopatra, and he was Barney, the purple dinosaur.
Barney, the purple dinosaur?
Oh, yeah. And we get there. I'm talking with my girlfriends in the kitchen. We're drinking. And my boyfriend isn't in the room, but I hear his voice. And I was really confused. And it's not just his voice. I'm hearing, like, moans and groans. Like, and he's nowhere to be found. When we look on, like, the kitchen island, there's a baby monitor there.
Wow.
So I put two and two together. I immediately run upstairs. And I go into, like, the kids' room in the house. And I open the door, and I see Barney just giving it to Hillary Clinton.
Shut up!
Yeah, and I won't ever be able to forget that. And you guys probably won't now, too. That image is in your mind.
Yeah.
And
I'm not going to be able to forget that either. I'm going to store that one for later.
Oh, yeah. And we broke up that night, obviously.
That's interesting. But,
hopefully he wasn't singing the song.
No.
I love you.
No. Okay, Jeffrey.
But it's inclusive.
No.
All right, let's keep going.
Everyone.
Let's go to Ethan. Ethan, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So my girlfriend was, she was out of town for a couple of weeks. She was on a business trip. And I was supposed to go pick her up, you know, over at baggage claim. So I got there about a half an hour early.
Okay.
Waiting over there in the, you know, the pull around and everything. And she, I didn't see her, like, come down the escalator, but I saw this car pull on up to the curb, and she got out of the car with the suitcase.
What?
And,
out of the
and
car?
She just, yeah, some car pulled up to baggage claim. She got out of the car, and she stood there at baggage claim waiting for me.
Oh, she faked the whole business trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I went on over, and I confronted her. I was like, so who was that? And she admitted everything. She did.
Oh, my God. She's like, the first time he's actually on time, and this is what happens.
Yeah, that's on you, Ethan. You show up way too early. This is what you get.
Yeah, right. I know.
Let's keep it going. Mara, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I had a feeling that my boyfriend was cheating on me.
Oh,
we've
man.
Been dating for a while. I know. So I set a little trap for him.
Ooh, I love traps.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm not sure, but I like it.
Okay, what'd you do?
So I went to the drugstore. I got a pack of condoms. And for 2 weeks, I didn't have sex with him. And what? I looked in the box, and there were 5 condoms missing.
No way.
You don't think he was, like, just protecting himself from his own self-pleasure?
Yeah, right? No. You never know.
Well, wait till you guys hear this. So I confronted him.
Yeah.
And instead of being honest with me, he said that the dog ate them.
Condoms
line.
Classic.
This is why you don't buy flavored condoms, everybody.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Well, they were bacon flavored.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your problem.
I mean, and props to your dog for knowing how to use them properly.
Like, that's not
that, you know, that's a very safe dog. That's very safe, dog. And I support that.
The very protected stomach line. Yeah.
To make it even more ridiculous, he was like, I can't believe the dog didn't eat even more.
Thank you for sharing that story, Mara. You text into 78592 if you've ever busted your significant other cheating. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.